This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I want the Second Amendment advocacy to be strong, but sometimes they seem to be their own worst enemy, and I don't even know if they see it, but my next guest, he has seen it. He's been involved in it. He's observed it. He's part of it in some cases, although he is not part of the lunatic fringe that we're going to be talking about. I don't know if we've ever had you on the show before, but joining me now from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox, brother of Chris Knox. Normally I have Chris, but tonight I got Jeff. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are we doing?
We are doing okay. Have you ever been on the show before? Have I never done that
Okay. No,
when you, Chris, the next time you see me, you get to hit me with whatever yellow pages you want to.
So. All right. Well, we'll fix it tonight.
But, we'll fix it tonight.
Let's dig in.
Let's look at. Let's go back to the weirdness that was the aftermath of the Mandalay Bay shooting with the bump stocks, where for the first time ever, you know, when I used to work with Larry Pratt at Gun Owners of America, the one thing I would tell him is, what's great about you, Larry, is you're Johnny on the spot. You don't wait for the committee or the board to come up with the talking points. You just get out there with them. This time the NRA came out with talking points without consulting with anybody. Did that strike you as odd?
Yeah, very odd, because they've had a history of remaining quiet for a week or two, even while people are, you know, while the antis are piling up and dancing in the blood and ranting and raving about the need for more gun control laws, and the NRA would remain silent, and then finally Wayne would come out and make some statement that was normally pretty tone deaf, but this time, boom, there's a letter hits. It's idiotic. It was absolutely outrageous. I couldn't believe that they said in the letter, and I don't have it right in front of me, but I paraphrase, the NRA believes like this that convert a semi-auto to function like a full auto should be more tightly regulated. What the heck? Where did they? You got a principle
right that
you're supposed to be going by. And the principle is inanimate objects aren't the problem. People are the problem. And then you come out with a statement like this that says, but these inanimate objects that we don't happen to own, they should be tightly regulated.
Right.
What are they thinking?
There was a school of thought out there that said that they put that statement out because they knew that when they advocated the ATF look at it, that the ATF had looked at it three separate times, all during Obama's tenure, and said that they were legal. And there was this thought going on out there that it was to buy time to drive down the emotional heights.
I can buy into that. I would have been absolutely carefully okay with them saying, look, this is a terrible situation, and rather than Congress addressing this, we think that the ATF should take another look. I would have been okay with that. But saying, we believe that these devices should be more tightly regulated, that crossed the line. You can't say that. You can't be the defender of the Second Amendment and say something like that. You can't give that away.
Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I know that a lot of people in the new media, in the social media out there, they lost their mind over there. They were like, NRA is a turncoat, NRA is this, NRA is that. And you would approach them and say, well, what if they were just trying to... They didn't try to do that. And
really, in fairness, unfortunately, and this is... Maybe it's always been this way, but it's something that I'm seeing, I've become much more aware of, is that people have a tendency to be tribal, to be players. And if you're not on my team, then you're the enemy and you're on the other guy's team. And we do it with politics. We do it with issues like this that, look, the people who run the NRA, the Wayne LaPierre, Chris Cox, the board of directors, I honestly, absolutely, I have my differences with them, but my differences with them are strategic and tactical.
Right.
And to a degree, philosophical. But they are not evil people trying to destroy our gun rights. They are not evil people stringing along gun control as a way to keep the money rolling into the coffers of NRA. I will give you that I'm not happy with the amount of money that's rolling out of the coffers of NRA into the pockets of some of these people, and frequently disagree with some of the things they do and feel that some of it is tainted with that motivation.
Right.
But they are, overall, the NRA is, it's the 800-pound gorilla. It is our aircraft carrier, our USS Ronald Reagan. And we can't afford to just sink it because we're not happy about something that, you know, a petty officer or the captain did. When that happens, you change the captain. You don't sink the ship.
Right.
And
right.
At this point, I think that the leadership of NRA, that several people in the leadership of NRA are not on the right course with that they need to be. And it's time for a course correction. And if they can't get it back on course, then it's time to change the captain. And that's what I think. I've been asking for 2 or 3 years, if Wayne LaPierre were to resign or get hit by a bus tomorrow, who would be put in charge of NRA? Who would be your pick for executive vice president of the National Rifle Association? And I have never gotten a decent answer from anyone, whether it be a member of the board of directors, loud advocates out here in web world. I have never, and I don't have a good answer. And that's why I asked the question, not because I'm just quizzing other people.
Right.
I don't have a good answer. I don't have anyone in mind that I think would be an ideal executive vice president for NRA if Wayne LaPierre were to decide to retire. And,
I thought he had decided to retire.
Oh, I've not heard that. I've heard rumors that he was going to, but if you've heard it,
I don't remember where I heard it from, but I mean, I heard it from somewhere, but I mean,
it's floated around a few times, and there was actually some speculation that he was going to get some sort of an appointment from the Trump administration but none of that happened. But you got to wonder, I mean, he's what, 65, 66 years. Like that, maybe 67. I think he's about 10 years old.
That's not that old, Jeff. I know you're a young fellow, but that's not that old. Trust me.
No, well, I'm 58 almost.
Oh, you're my age. But you just look better. Listen, we're going into the first break. Can I get you to hold on for me?
Okay, yeah.
All right. You can find Firearms Coalition at www.neilknox.com. I just thought I'd put that out there. You'll find it. You'll find links out there. If you're listening via the podcast, it'll be there with it. If you're listening via live, it's neilknox.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeff Knox. This is Lock and Load.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This evening from Firearm Coalition is Jeff Knox. He's brother of Chris Knox, son of Neil Knox. He has been on the, I guess you were like born into the Second Amendment advocacy, huh?
Absolutely, Bill. We've been in it since the beginning. Hey, before we dive, I want to point out our website is we've been having some problems with it. It's a bit out of date.
Right.
I do a whole lot more these days on Facebook. But where else I would like to point people is over to AmmoLand.com. If they go to AmmoLand and go to the very bottom of the page, there's a list of contributors. I'm usually there in the featured contributors.
Yes.
And click on that, and you can read articles that I've written for the past 10 years or more. Especially a recent one that relates right back into what we've been talking about with NRA.
Right.
A past president of NRA released a statement that it was just outrageous, Bill.
Talking about Marion Hammer, you know, here's my question for you, Jeff. I mean, I know that she has been a president. I remember all the press she used to get because was she like the first president,
yeah, she
female
was the
president?
First female president of the National Rifle Association.
And I mean, she had her moment in the sun and everything, and she had her 15 minutes of fame. She still does whatever she's doing right now in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't come to any meetings, and yet she is getting out there, and she's writing things like she's a spokesperson for them.
Right. She serves on the executive council, as do all past presidents, but a lot of the past presidents don't seek re-election to the board of directors, and they only serve on the executive council,
right,
rather than taking up a director seat. Marion has chosen to continue running for the board and serving on the board, except that she hasn't, according to the secretary's office, she hasn't attended a meeting in the past 3 years, possibly longer. The only people I think that can match that record are folks like Tom Selleck and Carl Malone, the celebrity types on the board who they're not really on the board to be on the board. They're on the board so that the NRA can say they're on the board, and so that they can be a rubber stamp for the powers that be at NRA. But she came out, and the thing that got me about this, she was warning about some sort of nefarious people trying to infiltrate the NRA board of directors by...
She made it sound like a military operation. Coup,
right.
Dissident, malcontent, agitator.
Right. And the thing about it is that there are only two people on the ballot this year who weren't nominated by the nominating committee. And one of those guys, I don't know him. I've never been able to find him or talk to him to find out who he is or what he stands for. But
right.
The other one, I found him last year. He was running for the board. I liked what he was doing. I liked what he had to say. So
we had dinner with him. We had dinner with him at the German place in Atlanta.
Right. Absolutely. For crying out loud, Bill, I didn't realize that was you. Okay.
and you gave me the ride back to the hotel. You and your buddy gave me the ride back. Who's the guy that you don't know about? Who's the guy you don't know about?
I really don't know. I would have to go look up the look on my list and find out what his name is.
Are you talking about Tim Knight? Because he was nominated by both.
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Tim is a sitting director.
Right.
And, and he's up for re-election, and I really like Tim. And you know, if you want to vote for him, okay, that would be a good thing. Although I'm personally bullet voting for Adam Kraut this year.
Okay, I see that.
I think that candidate and the way NRA voting works is if you're voting for somebody up at the top of the list, like Ronnie Barrett is going to be the biggest vote getter this year, probably.
Right.
He usually is when he runs. He's a celebrity of sorts, and he does serve on. He actually attends meetings and does things. If you want to vote for somebody like that, that's fine because that's not going to make any difference. But when you get down to the cutoff line, because the way the voting works is whoever gets the most votes gets in, and finally they just they count down, and so this guy got 100,000 votes, and this guy got 101,000 votes, and that's the cutoff line. So this guy's in, and the other guy's out. So if you're voting for the people who are probably down there around that cutoff line, a vote for one guy can bump the other guy out. And so you might be, if you've got three people that you like that are in that category, you might, your least favorite choice might win because you added a vote for him along with your most favorite choice. So I say just vote for the one that you like the most and hope for the best. Adam lost the 76th director position by about 50 votes at the NRA convention in Atlanta, and that was a sad thing. But the guy who beat him is on the list this time. He's on the ballot this time because that's only a 1-year seat, and that's John Cushman out of New York, who is really one of my least favorite NRA directors. And I was really not only disappointed to not see Adam get on the board, but pretty disappointed to see John Cushman back on the board again. You know, we've got this election. It's going to be coming. People are going to get their ballots in their box. And so Marion Hammer, I don't know if it was in response to an article that I wrote talking about the fixes that need to happen at NRA a couple of weeks ago, or if she's just because, but she rewrote history and claimed that in 1977, a group of great patriotic NRA members change the course before, of the NRA.
I tell you what, before you get too deep into that, we're coming up on the next break.
Okay.
Because I want to ask you one question about one person in particular that everybody seems to be, but we'll get into that, the 77. For some reason, she has something about 77 and 97. I'll let you expand upon that. Firearms Coalition, you can find them on Facebook. You can find all the stuff that Jeff Knox does. He is a featured writer at Ammoland.com. And does quite a few things at Ammoland.com, one of the more prolific, easy-to-read, clear-cut, to-the-point writers out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I hate it when the feed does that to me. My guest this evening is Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition, author at Ammo Land, and lifelong Second Amendment advocate who's been looking at it from the inside out and all that other good stuff. You were about to go into the 77 thing, which your dad was involved in. Please, if you can, this is the long segment, so go.
All right. Well, the history real quickly. 1975-76, the NRA Board of Directors didn't like politics, and they wanted to get away from politics. They were going to sell the headquarters building in Washington, D.C., move out to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and create the College of the Outdoors, an outdoor center and range and shooting facility and tree hugger heaven. It was kind of going to be like the Sierra Club with guns. It was going to be great. And guys like my dad said, wait, found out about it, said, hold up. No. You're our strongest voice in Washington. You can't abdicate that responsibility. And so Dad and a group of others, John Wooters and several other prominent people, got together, made some plans, went to the NRA annual meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio that year, and 1977, and they did pull a coup at the Cincinnati meetings. The members rose up on their hind legs and said, no, stop, you can't do this. Unfortunately, the lawyers also stood up and said, well, you can't go quite that far. So a lot of the things that they wanted to get done, they didn't get done in Cincinnati, but they made a really good start, and it changed the direction of the NRA, and we went on the offensive. Dad became the executive director of NRA ILA shortly thereafter. He started the counterattack. They call it the war on ATF. It was the counterattack against the BATF and the Gun Control Act of 1968. Dad's vision was to reform and at least fix some of the worst parts of the Gun Control Act. And that was one of the reasons he agreed to go to Washington and lead ILA. And that eventually his bill, that his dream was the McClure-Volkmer Firearms Owners Protection Act that finally got passed in 1986, but they stuck the Hughes Amendment on it, which banned machine guns, future sale of any new machine guns.
Right.
And Wayne LaPierre promised us right after that happened, well, we almost pulled the plug on the bill because of that, but it's going to be NRA's number one priority going forward. Wayne was the head of ILA at that point. Dad had been fired a couple of years before, and because he was pissing off too many Republicans. But that was Wayne's promise in 1986 when FOPA was passed, and NRA has never, ever made any effort to repeal the 86 ban. So fast forward to 1996, actually. Marianne got her dates a little screwed up there in her article that she posted on AmmoLand. But in 1997, by that time, Dad was the first vice president of NRA. He was in line to become the president the following year. So after the 97 meeting, then at the 98 meeting, Dad would have become the president. He also, the majority of the board of directors supported Dad. Obviously, they had elected him to be the first vice president. But the president was Marianne Hammer, and Dad had supported her in moving up to that. As a matter of fact, Dad got her the job at Unified Sportsmen of Florida. Dad recruited her to the NRA board of directors, and Marianne basically stabbed him in the back and helped kick him off the board back in 83 or so. And interestingly, her stipend from NRA at Unified Sportsmen of Florida went up right after she did that. But I digress. In 1997, the NRA had bought the new building, which Dad supported that move, but was putting all kinds of money into it, and was spending a whole lot of money, was using very aggressive fundraising tactics, and most importantly, was pouring cash into our PR company, Ackerman & McQueen. And Ackerman & McQueen had too much influence within the NRA, was making too much money off the NRA, and there was too much at stake. Dad and the majority of the board of directors told Wayne, look, we don't like where things are going with ACMAC. We want them gone. We want you to sever ties with this PR company.
Oh.
And if you know anything about corporate stuff, the PR company, big corporations don't keep a PR company for more than 2 or 3 years because they have the potential to infiltrate the company and do, you know, take it over, basically. And that's what I believe Ackerman & McQueen was doing, and that's what Dad believed Ackerman & McQueen was doing in 96. And so the board told Wayne, sever ties, get somebody else, do it in-house. We don't want Ackerman & McQueen involved in the NRA anymore. So Wayne said, okay, I'll take care of it. And he hired a group called Mercury Group. And Mercury Group replaced Ackerman & McQueen at NRA as the PR company. And Mercury Group was a wholly owned subsidiary of Ackerman & McQueen. So all of the same people came back to the same desks doing the same jobs for Ackerman & McQueen, Mercury Group at NRA, and the board was furious. The finance committee called an emergency meeting, and Marianne, being the president, she was able to attend the meeting, and she called it into executive session so nobody could tell what happened in that meeting. It became a secret at that point. the rumors that came out of it were that the finance committee unanimously voted a resolution of no confidence in Wayne LaPierre because of those shenanigans. But then we moved to the big board meeting, and the winter board meeting, it happened in the early in the year in 1997. And the board was furious, and a lot of the board wanted to fire Wayne. Dad actually didn't want to fire Wayne, but he wanted Wayne to do what the board told him to, because he's the staff. The staff is supposed to work for the board of directors, not the other way around. And anyway, that That didn't go well. Wayne held on. He managed to hold through it, and we got to the members meeting at the NRA convention in Seattle in 1997, and suddenly an unprecedented event happened. When they printed the roster of candidates for the 76th director, that's the one director that's elected for a one-year term at the annual meeting, Charlton Heston's name was on the ballot, and he was not a candidate for the board of directors. And that's the only people who are eligible to be on the ballot are candidates in the immediate preceding election. Those who didn't get elected, one of them gets to run for the 76th director seat. Well, the NRA lawyers said because someone wrote in Heston's name as a write-in candidate, that qualified him as a candidate for the board of directors. And they ran it. I am convinced to this day that it was completely illegal and wrong. But how are you going to go up against Moses? He was elected by a huge majority at the NRA meeting. Right. But then they did something else that was just really a surprise, and it shouldn't have been.
Let me get you hold it there with Moses before we go into the surprise. We're going into the last break of the hour. This is fun. I'm enjoying this part of it. You can find Jeff Knox and the stuff that he does at Ammo Land. He's one of the featured writers there. You can also find them at Firearms Coalition at their Facebook page. And at some point, I'm sure the website will get fixed in. If I can talk him back into coming back here another time, you'll definitely hear him again. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Firearms Coalition and featured writer at Ammo Land is Jeff Knox. Born! It's like that Blade movie where they say, I was born a vampire. You were born a Second Amendment advocate.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
cool.
Born into it.
There you go. I'm sorry I had to cut you off when we were talking about where we're at Charlton Heston by now. So let's
right.
Please continue on. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's turning more into a lecture than an interview, and I apologize for that. But there's so much
out there. It's an oratory, and that's what I wanted. So yeah. Please.
Well, Heston got elected to the 76th director position, a 1-year term on the NRA Board of Directors, and in the board of directors meeting the next day, they nominated him for first vice president, directly head-to-head against Dad. We didn't see that coming. No one, we just didn't imagine that they would, you know, put a rookie board member up against Dad, but they did. Heston won it by 4 votes and then immediately left the meeting, got on an airplane, a private jet, that NRA apparently paid for, and flew back to L.A. where he went on a radio program and repeated at least 4 times, said AK-47 type rifles are inappropriate for private citizens to own. Thankfully,
get that ground running, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he got his script a little bit better over the passage of time. And by the way, Tony Makris was his personal PR agent, the same Tony Makris that runs Ackerman and McQueen for NRA, or NRA for Ackerman and McQueen.
Right.
The other thing that came out of that was now they had a slight majority on the board, and Wayne had full control over the magazine. In the coming years, they posted "Don't Vote For" advertisements, big full-page advertisements that said, support your winning team, don't vote for these guys. And they put a list of Dad and others who they, you know, claimed were right-wing Looney Tunes and got them purged off of the board.
Right.
And that, here's the interesting thing. Marion, in her screed that she put out there, insinuated, or she flat out said, that these people in 97 were trying to take over the NRA to raid the NRA coffers and use the money for themselves, that to personally enrich themselves. But here's the actual result. You had staff and a few board members mutinied against the majority of the board, and the end result was that just a couple of years later, Wayne's salary went from $250,000 a year to $400,000 a year to $600,000 a year to $800,000 a year. And then it held steady at about $860,000 or so. It came back a little bit after I raised a stink, and then it came back up. I believe that it's currently at $1.4 million a year that we're paying Wayne LaPierre. Marion Hammer has been getting $120,000 to $350,000 a year from the NRA, and all of the executive staff at NRA, their salaries are up in the $500,000 to $700,000, $800,000 range.
Wow.
I think that that is downright criminal. It is a not-for-profit organization, and two or three top executives consume the entire amount of the record-breaking crowds that attend the NRA convention. 80,000 people. Guess what? Wayne and Chris, maybe Woody, the treasurer, consume all of the annual dues of all 80,000 of those NRA members. And I can't see it. And it's made me mad for a long time. But for her to accuse Dad of trying to raid NRA coffers for his own enrichment, and then what we actually see, the true result of Dad losing that fight,
right.
I think that that's an outrage, and I'm not going to stand by and let it happen. So I published a rebuttal to her foul screed, and that's on amoland.com, and it references, if you go to my article, it's called Are We Revising NRA History?
Yes.
And it links back to articles so you can read it, because I want people to read what she had to say. I want people to hear how crazy this past president, and God bless her, she did a lot, has done a lot for gun owners over the years, but somebody phrased it very well, that she's pro-gun but not pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah.
I don't think she understands the core of the Second Amendment and the principles that it's based on, and instead it's a political game to her. But you got to go read what she wrote. And please read what I wrote in rebuttal. Read what Adam Kraut wrote. Adam has got some great bylaw.
Let's speak about that real quick before we run out of time. Now, I saw last year the Gun Collective put together a bunch of the social media tycoons, if you will, and they were in a room and they were doing their thing. And somebody said to make sure you vote for Adam Kraut. Now, I don't know how many people in the room were actually voting NRA members. Somebody just said that out loud. And magically, a guy purporting to be one of the secretaries of something of the NRA squashed...
Oh, it was Sean Fraser, the
okay.
Secretary of NRA.
Okay, so he says they're not allowed to talk about that.
Right, no politicking in the room.
Why?
Because they didn't want Adam to win.
That's the thing. What is it about Kraut? We got about 3 minutes left. So what is it about Kraut that is targeting? He was targeted then. He's being targeted by Marion Hammer now. What is it about him? I mean, he's sort of, I don't know. I don't think I telegraph every one of my intentions out there to bring up this unwanted attention he's getting. But what is it about him? He's just a young fellow that's trying to get in and do something.
Yeah, he's a young attorney.
Yeah.
Gun store, firearms enthusiast, YouTube sensation. He's a great guy. And I think they think that he works for me or something. and they don't like me. So I don't know. I don't know why they're so opposed to him. Maybe it was because he came so close to taking out one of their own at the thing last year. But I have heard, I haven't confirmed it yet, but I have heard that the NRA has canceled plans to allow that gun collective new media session to go on at the convention in Dallas. I heard that they put the nicks on it and said no. But we'll find out probably in the next few days. But
sure.
If they did that, it's an outrage. That brought in several hundred people who probably would not have attended the NRA convention were there specifically for that YouTube podcast get-together thing. And it reaches YouTube and those and new media are reaching out to people that normally don't get reached.
Yeah.
And I think it's and I think that NRA is crazy if they let this kind of petty nonsense get in the way of that fantastic outreach program. But what they'll probably do is replace it with Dana Lesh and Kalyan Noir and say it's just as good, which, of course, it's not.
One question for you before we go. Why do they bother having elections if they're going to try to do this little Jedi mind trick where we do the election the way they want us to?
Right. And they just passed a new bylaw that took the number of qualified signatures. And I'll tell you, it's tough to get qualified voting member signatures. They moved it from 250, which was what the original number was set by Dad in 1977 when he proposed that bylaw. But they moved it up to attach it to the membership voting numbers. And so this year it was almost 700 signatures that you had to get. And if we ever manage to get more people to turn out and vote, less than 7% of NRA members vote in any given year. And if we ever manage to get 8 or 9%, that number is going to be 900, 1,000 signatures that you'll have to get. And that's borderline totally impossible.
And then they called them dissidents, didn't they? We're running out of time,
right.
Jeff.
So we're
Thank
dissidents.
You. Yeah, dissidents. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate you responding so quick. We'll
Enjoy
do this again.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
You betcha.
All right. Folks, that is it from me. I will be back week after next. You'll be hearing from me live on the air, but I will be in Las Vegas. Rob Morse will be taking care of you day to day. I will see you soon. This has been Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.